I'm so glad you could join me for 5x5. 5x5 is a 5-minute, 5-thought podcast where I share moments of clarity in being human. There are tiny moments all around us every single day where humans and life collide. These are those moments. Every week, I will share with you 5 thoughts in 5 minutes on the things that have made me reflect on being human. Here's my top 5 for this week. Moment 1. Outgrowing and evolving old patterns. I have a number of wise friends that I seek perspectives from, and this week I was deep in conversation with one of them about how important it is to recognise and celebrate the moments where you've grown, or in this case, outgrown, old habits, reactions and patterns of behaviour. When you've really noticed a measured, more truth response to a situation that you may have previously reacted to. These moments, they are so critical. If we can acknowledge that expansion, we can honour it. If we can honour it, we can lay to rest any associated negative emotions, beliefs and bonds that we've gathered in the past that would have defined the pattern for the rest of our body to say, in these situations, we react like this. Because that's how it all works. The more we practice or rehearse things, the more our mind, heart and gut brain decide that this is what we do. And this is how both negative and positive patterns become established as part of who we are. And you get to decide, will your patterns be positive or negative? Moment 2. Change always stirs doubt. Kyle Cease talks about when we are faced with change, we can hesitate. We know what we know. We see it, hear it, feel it, touch it. But we can't see what change will bring. It's all hanging on a whole lot of unknowns. We know the possibility of now, it's here, but we don't know the possibility of what might come. And this is why change always stirs doubt. We are human and we like the things that we know. Predictable, safe, protected. But what if for a moment those possibilities are going to open you up to the tribe you're trying to find? The places you need to laugh in, the ideas made just for you. What if all those possibilities hold the moments where you can add to someone else's way of being that only you can? Change will stir doubt. There's no doubt about that. It's wired into you. And I guess if you're standing at the crossroads, the question is, in 2, 3, or 5 years from now, if you stand still and stay here, safe, protected, and predictable, would you be happy that that's how you spent your time? Or would you forever wonder what might have been in all those possibilities? Moment 3. It's far too easy to negotiate on your non-negotiables. It's a part of my new morning routine to write down all of my non-negotiables I have for that day. What is it that I'm not willing to compromise on? And you know what I found? I compromised. I slid. I let it happen one day and then the next, and it really bugged me. The things that I've set, they mean a lot to me. And why then couldn't I hold up my end of the bargain? Well, according to some sources, the psychology of don't and not, well, they don't and do not match the computational abilities of our brains. If we tell ourselves, don't be an idiot, our own unconscious brain finds the thing that carries the message. And in this case, it's the part of be an idiot. And voila, being an idiot is the thing it starts to search for, evidence of your idiocy. Now let's get one thing clear. You're not an idiot, and I'm not an idiot, but I have been studying all of my non-negotiables with don't. So this week, it's all about positively reframing what it is that I want to do, feel successful in and follow through with. Moment 4, trying to understand why possibility and potential are hidden so well from us as humans. I wrote this question in my journal this week. I wondered, in a world that should thrive on compassion, joy, wonder, gratitude, and infinite potential, why is it sometimes so hard to find? Why do we look in all the wrong places? And here's what I came up with. 1, We stray too easily from ourselves, looking for others and other things to tell us what we should do and who we should be. Two, without contrast, we wouldn't feel it anyway. We wouldn't find it fascinating or feel as inspired as we are when we do find it. That moment of holding our breath or being captured by joy. We wouldn't value those moments without the contrast. Three, if it was given to us, our human lives would not be fully lived. We wouldn't have chances to want to figure out what this all means. Four, wholeness, unconditional love, and oneness cannot be taught. They need to be discovered and put into your bones. The recovery of all of these things is the point. The search, the understanding, the wisdom. It's what makes this whole thing worth it. Moment five, the small things. I've learnt this week that sometimes we can be absorbed by the promise of big things, big achievements, big successes, big plans. And they excite us, they inspire us, they capture our daydreams of all the things that may be. But a favourite saying of mine has always been, if we don't understand the big picture, we don't know why the little pieces matter. And they do, friends, they do. The ways we choose to spend our days matter, how we show up, how we intentionally lay them out, how we get back to the basics of nourishing ourselves with the very things that keep us going. Or the small things, the things that your mum recommended when you got stuck. Don't forget to drink water. Make sure you sit in the sunshine today. Just stop and breathe for a moment. Stop rushing. Say kind things to yourself today. Those little things, when you're stuck, can reclaim your entire being. And that is my focus this week. If you want to join me, jump over to my Instagram page for my 5-day back to basics reboot. It's just me and 5 things that I'm going to do that are so easy, so quick, and help keep me going. And I'd love some company. Thanks for listening to 5x5. Reach out and let me know about the thoughts, feelings and knowings that this has brought you. You can reach me on Facebook at Erin Minogue Author or on Instagram at Erin Minogue Soul Awakener. If you connect with me by signing up to my weekly newsletter, I will send you my free resource on the thought leaders, TED Talks and videos that changed my life.